It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
All right, ladies, this is our final lesson in the book of Genesis. We are in chapter 50 and lesson 67 today, Connie Stample.
Yes, we're going to wrap up with just hearing about Jacob's burial, about God's good purposes in all of what's been going on these last several chapters, and then what Joseph is holding on to, his hope for the future.
All right. I will read and then Connie will teach, and it starts this way. Then Joseph fell on his father's face and wept him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. So the physicians embalmed Israel. 40 days were required for it, for that is how many are required for embalming. And the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. And when the days of weeping for him were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh, saying, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, please speak in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, 'My father made me swear, saying, I am about to die. In my tomb that I hewed out for myself in the land of Canaan, there shall you bury me. Now therefore, let me please go up and bury my father, then I will return.' And Pharaoh answered, 'Go up and bury your father, as he has made you swear.' So Joseph went up to bury his father. With him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his household, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, as well as the household of Joseph, his brothers, and his father's household. Only their children, their flocks, and their herds were left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen. It was a very great company. When they came to the threshing floor of Etad, which is beyond the Jordan, they lamented there with a great and grievous lamentation, and he made a mourning for his father 7 days. When the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning on the threshing floor of Etad, they said, 'This is a grievous mourning by the Egyptians.' Therefore, the place was named Abel Mizraim. It is beyond the Jordan. Thus his sons did for him as he commanded them. For his sons carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave there at Machpelah to the east of Mamre, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephraim the Hittite to possess as a burying place. After he had buried his father Joseph, returned to Egypt with his brothers and all who had gone up with him to bury his father. When Joseph's brother saw that their father was dead, they said, 'It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay back for all the evil we did to him.' So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, 'Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.' Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' But Joseph said to them, 'Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones.' Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph remained in Egypt, he and his father's house. Joseph lived 110 years, and Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were counted as Joseph's own. And Joseph said to his brothers, 'I am about to die, but God will visit you and bring you up out of the land to the land he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.' Then Joseph made the sons of Israel swear, saying, 'God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here.' So Joseph died, being 110 years old. They embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt."
All right. And so thus ends Genesis. But we're going to go back to the beginning of chapter 50, and we're just going to talk a little bit about that burial of Jacob. And we can see from all the details that this was done with great honor and respect. And Joseph had his father embalmed, and that was because they needed to mourn, and then they needed to make that trip to Canaan, which we know takes at least 11 days' journey, and they wouldn't be able to do that with an unprepared body. So he has physicians embalm his father. Interestingly enough, usually the priests did this, the religious folks, but Joseph chose to have physicians do it. Maybe he wanted to stay away from their religious practices and ideas. And then we find that the Egyptians wept for him for 70 days, and records show that mourning for a pharaoh would be for 72 days, and so Jacob himself was given almost as much honor as a pharaoh would have in his death. And then we find that the pharaoh who's in power does favor Joseph, and he allows him to take his father back to Canaan to be buried, and a lot of the Egyptians went with him, and so he was given a state funeral, really, and much mourning happened. And then even the Canaanites knew about this, and they named a meadow the mourning of the Egyptians, or the meadow of the Egyptians, because of the great lamentation they did there for 7 days. And so again, a beautiful tribute to this patriarch Jacob, and he's taken back to his homeland, and he's buried in the cave with his fathers and with his mother and with the relatives. And we find here Leah in honor is buried next to her husband, whereas Rachel was buried on the way to Bethlehem. And so she finally has the honor of being next to him that she didn't have during life. And then we find that Joseph himself is desiring to be returned to Canaan, and he makes his brothers promise to take him back. And as we go forward in scripture, we'll find that Moses took his bones out of Egypt, and that Joshua buried him in Shechem, and we're find that that is one of his signs of faith. And I will just read to you Hebrews 11:22. It says, "By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the Exodus and the Israelites and gave directions concerning his bones." And so our scripture ends with hope, because Joseph knew God would fulfill his promises of what he said he was going to do through these people, but ultimately what he would do through his son, that seed who was going to overcome and crush the head of the serpent.
Oh, Connie, thank you so much for this beautiful lesson in the book of Genesis. And I just thank you for putting this all together. Ladies, these will live in the archives, but we do encourage you to go ahead and get the notes for today, and you can find those at naomistable.com. Connie, once again, thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's been a privilege.
Well, ladies, that ends today's lesson. And again, we will be back in just a moment.